So very briefly, just talk about this title of Mary, Mediatrix of all graces. We know what grace is. We're not going to talk about the co-redemptrix today. But God has entrusted to Mary the merits of the redemption. She distributes all the graces that come to us from God. St. Louis Marina Montfort said, "This is the will of God, who wishes us to have all things through Mary. If therefore there is in us any grace, any salutary gift, we know comes to us through her." God can dispense his graces without Mary, but he will not. So it's just another privilege that Our Lady has received, including her Immaculate Conception, Divine Maternity, Assumption into Heaven, and then this role of Mediatrix of all graces. It's a reward of her fidelity and love. And we know grace makes us holy and pleasing to God, and sanctifying grace unites us to God in the closest bonds of love, renders us partakers of the divine nature, raises us to a supernatural life, and enables us to become adopted children of God. And this grace is distributed to us through Mary. We know Jesus Christ is our only mediator of justice, who has obtained our reconciliation with God by his merits. He has opened up the gates of heaven. But it by no means follows that it's unlawful to have recourse to the intercession of the saints, and especially the Blessed Virgin Mary. God is pleased to grant graces at the intercession of his saints, and most especially of Mary, his mother, whom Jesus desires to see loved, invoked, and honored by all. Non-Catholics falsely claim that we contradict the words of St. Paul. There's only one mediator between God and men, Jesus Christ, when we call Mary the mediatrix of all graces. On the contrary, Mary is truly the mediatrix of grace, who receives all that she obtains through Jesus Christ. And because she prays and asks for it in the name of Jesus, yet all the same, whatever graces we receive, they come to us through her intercession. In accordance with the sentiments of the Church, again, from the earliest ages, they called her the channel of graces, from the first century to the first six centuries and then on. It's in accord with the sentiments of the Church to believe that Mary is mediatrix of all graces. In its public and approved prayers, the Church teaches us to continually have recourse to the Mother of God and to invoke her as a mother of divine grace, the help of Christians, the refuge of sinners, and as our life and our hope. From this, we can clearly see there's certainly nothing contrary to faith in this doctrine, but the reverse. Tradition, the writings of the popes, fathers, and doctors of the Church, and the saints illustrate this doctrine very clearly. St. Alphonsus writes in his book, The Glories of Mary, "This is the will of God, that all graces that he dispenses should pass through the hands of Mary. The primary aim of this divine plan is the glory of God. The secondary aim is to honor Mary because of her station and dignity. God wills that all graces that have been, that are, and will be dispensed to us to the end of the world, through the merits of Christ, should be dispensed by the hands and through the intercession of Mary." St. Antoninus writes, "Whoever asks for and expects to obtain grace without the intercession of Mary endeavors to fly without wings." St. Lawrence Justinian said, "How can she be otherwise than full of grace who has been made the ladder to paradise, the gate of heaven, the most true mediatrix between God and men?" So, and St. Bonaventure said it very well. She is the mediator between us and Christ, even as Christ is mediator between us and God. Pope Leo XIII stated, "And it may be affirmed truly and in all precision that out of the immense treasury of grace brought to us by Christ, absolutely nothing is communicated to us except through Mary." St. Albert the Great calls Mary the aqueduct, inasmuch as all heavenly gifts flow to the human race through her. St. Bernardine of Siena stated, "I do not hesitate to affirm that the same Virgin has a certain jurisdiction over the torrent of all graces. Therefore, all gifts, virtues, and graces of the same Holy Spirit are ministered through her own hands, to whom she wishes, when she wishes, in the manner she wishes, and as much as she wishes. So St. Alphonsus Liguori became the leading and most articulate champion of Catholic teaching on this point. Mary is frequently referred to as the neck of the mystical body of Christ, the Catholic Church, by which all graces flow from the head, Jesus Christ, to the members, who are the faithful. She is, according to St. Bernard, the neck through which every grace descends from the head to the members of the body. St. Robert Bellarmine said, God decreed that all the gifts, all the graces, all the heavenly blessings which proceed from Christ as the head should pass through Mary to the body of the church. St. Jerome, St. Bernardine of Siena, and St. Sophronius speak in similar terms. This doctrine is considered certain by theologians, and several popes have directed special attention to this teaching concerning the Mother of God. They refer to it repeatedly and thus grant their approval on the authority of those of former times who held this doctrine. Remember, the doctrine can't change. It can be more clearly understood, but it was believed in the early church. Pope Benedict XIV has written, Mary is like a celestial river by which the waters of all graces and gifts are conveyed to mortals. In one of his encyclicals on the devotion of the rosary, Pope Leo XIII says, in a true and natural sense, may we say that from the great treasury of graces that our Lord has merited for us, nothing comes to us by the will of God except through Mary. We may affirm that this be the will of God, and nothing is given to us without Mary's mediation. Pope St. Pius X wrote, by the communion of sorrows and of will between Christ and Mary, she has deserved to become the dispenser of all the blessings which Jesus acquired for us by his blood. He's also written, she most deservedly merited to be the restorer of the lost world, and therefore the dispenser of all the gifts that Jesus has won for us by his death and his blood. She is the principal agent in distributing graces. Pope Benedict XV said, it has pleased God to grant us all graces through the intercession of Mary. From the following writings of the Holy Fathers, we can firmly assert that this doctrine of Mary, mediatrix of all graces, has been taught and approved by the infallible teaching authority of the Catholic Church. And then there's also a mass instituted. Pope Benedict XV instituted, authorized the Mass of Mary, Mediatrix of all graces, to be celebrated in certain dioceses on May 31st. So in that altar missal, you open up in the back, May 31st, there's a Mass, Mary, Mediatrix of all graces. In the Feast of Mary, Mediatrix of all graces, the Church prays, Lord Jesus Christ, our Mediator before the Father, through thy goodness, grant that whoever turns to thee to beseech thy blessings will happily receive them through the intercession of Mary. Let us humbly and lovingly fly to the patronage of Mary, that through her intercession we may obtain the heavenly blessings of her Son. Mary has both the power and the will to help all who invoke her aid. The Catechism of the Council of Trent states, we should earnestly implore her help and assistance, for that she possesses exalted merits with God, and that she is most desirous to assist us by her prayers. No one can doubt without impiety and wickedness. As the Church prays in the Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary, let us therefore go with confidence to the throne of grace, Our Lady, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and seasonable aid. St. Germanus called Mary the breath of Christians, for as the body cannot live without breathing, so the soul cannot live without having recourse to Mary, by whom we receive and preserve the life of sanctifying grace within our souls. Thus we can account for the evils of Protestantism, for they dishonor the Mother of God, and as a result, they have continued in their heresies, separated from the Church in the means of grace, traveling the path of perdition to their eternal ruin. Just in closing, let us thank God for granting us his mother to be our intercessor and mediatrix. She has obtained for us strength to lead a life of holiness despite the many difficulties we must encounter. Mary has been our comfort and encouragement in our sufferings, our protector in danger, our strength amid the weakness of our nature. Let us take for our motto, to Jesus through Mary, for this is the surest path to holiness and union with God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.